from all the other tzaddikim we'll be seeing, we have seen, is that the Babina lived from 1437 to 1508, which makes him from the late Rishonim. It's not too often to come to the scene of a Rishon. This is an introduction which he has here to his Sefer Malachim. I think it's a little long to do now, to go through the entire piece, where he, it's like an autobiography, he explains his life, the kitzer, and we will read just a very small segment of it. Just look at the first line. He says, "Amar Yitzchak ben Ladoni Sar v'Gadol b'Yisrael Ladoni Yehuda b'Avanel." His father was a very important person in the Malchus of Portugal. He was a treasurer, and he yarshin that prestigious position. And he says of himself, he's Mishayrish Yishei Beis Halachmi, that he comes from the Gezer of David Hamelech and Zera David Nagid and Matzav Leumi. So, this is an introduction to what we'll see momentarily, where he describes the tragedy, the terrible decree, the Spanish Inquisition, which he led the Jewish people in during that time period with tremendous strength and gave them tremendous courage during that time. In the beginning here, he explains that he started to write Perish on Sefer Yeshua and Shoftim and Shmuel and Melachim. And he was enjoying being a very prominent government official. And although he was busy with the Malchus and he didn't have much time, and he was close to the king, and that was Alfonso V of Portugal. And then when his son, his name was King John, assumed the throne with the passing of Alfonso, so there was he was very afraid about any uprising against him, and he started to kill left and right anybody who was close to his father. And the Babinel heard that his life was in jeopardy, and he was like on his way to go see the king, and then he was told about what was going to happen with him, and he left everything behind. He was a very wealthy person too. In fact, he used a lot of his riches to support Yidden all across the world who were going through other massacres similar to what he was about to experience, and he fled. He fled from there to Spain, and while in Spain, he became, again, very close to the Malchus, and everywhere he went, he was appreciated for his Chachma and his Mishpacha. And for about 8 years, he became close to the King of Spain, Ferdinand, and to the Queen, Isabella. And if you take a look at that first line over there, that da'at, B'Shana Hachiyas, he writes, B'Shana Hachiyas Shnas Mizra Yisrael, in Midigamatri, actually. This is 5252. Locha melech svar komalch garnata v'hayir hagdola garnata rovas yam saris yehamedinos. There was a conquest of chazkosa v'goy v'libo, and as he was becoming more of a balgaiva through this, cholaf ruach v'yasham b'zuk koyach le'lekav v'yomer esav v'libo b'matz v'atel le'lekayim azir nichal v'molchama. The shyness of more gaiva, what can I do to oppress the Yidden? What I need to do is to oppress the Yidden. Everything is very poetic. It's very, very, very much his style in all of his ksavim. That the king was contemplating this idea of the Inquisition. Similar to what happened to the Yidden in the times of Mordechai v'Esther. He said there was going to be a choice that you can either bow down to our gods and to live our lifestyle, and if you refuse, who from Sicily, Majorca, and Sardinia, this is the choice they were given, who in a matter of 3 months, this is the threat which was against them, that they would all be expelled. I was standing there, I was in the administration, I was close to the king. Yagati bekari nichar groini, this is the Shonas from Tehillim. I cried and I screamed with all my strength. Dibarti al hamelech pa'amim shalosh, and I repeated coming to the king. But my pias chanon loy lemar hashia hamelech. Don't do this. Lamas asa koin levadecha. Why would you make this decree against the Jews? Har bialinu macha romatan zav akesef. Meaning we offered, and he himself was, he built up a fortune again, and he offered thousands and thousands, a huge sum of money. And to gather wealth from other Yidden to avert this decree. And I beseech the king, and all the officials, to decree against the Jews. He didn't listen to anything. And the queen Isabella, the sitnai hitosav rav locha lasay smasiyu hachavah. Like Amar, she was like the Maccabee Patish in the whole thing. It sounded like the king was on the fence, but she really made it happen. Yaganav lahunach lano l'shalavti v'l'shakatati v'l'inachti v'yavarogiz l'shoynis from Chazal drushes about Yaakov Avinu's Torah. Everything very poetic. V'shalav midrushim and divrei Chazal. V'yishma ha'ames adava hara hazav v'yisabalu. They heard the decree and everybody was wailing. This is a first-hand account of what the Yidden were feeling at the time of the decree of the Inquisition. That there was never such a decree from the time of when the Yidden were expelled from the Bayis Sheni till now. But yet they were going to be mechazik themselves, and they were not going to give in to this ultimatum of the king. This is what they told the king: dead or alive, we're not going to give up on our values and our allegiance to Hashem Yisbarach. V'yelchu b'leikayach shloishes me'ov elef ragli ha'am, 300,000. Asher anoichi b'kirboi, and he could have stayed, but he went together with them to leave. Minar v'adzakim tafanashim b'yayim echad. It was very quick, the whole thing. Mikol medina samalach al asher ha'ya shama haruach al alechaz yelchu. V'yitzu makim yifneim Hashem b'roisham. They left. V'zeh yom b'la Hashem ani, v'zeh yichtav yadu l'Hashem. They refused to give up on their commitment to Hashem. Where did they go? Mehem hoch l'malchus Portugal, l'malchus Navarra, ha'koivim aleihem, v'nei tzara v'chasheicha v'afeila menudach u'metzom, tzaros rabos v'roos, ha'shoid v'hashavah v'harav v'hadever. You can imagine the hundreds of thousands who were leaving. They were going, they didn't know where they were going, and the type of tzaros which they encountered, those that starved to death, they died of plague. U'mehem somu b'yam derech u'nesivu b'mayim atem, many went on ships sailing to who knows where. V'yangana sham ha'yisabam l'humam u'le'avdam, and many were slaughtered and shechted. Many were sold to slavery. Many of those ships drowned. And he's telling us in just a few sentences the unbelievable tragedy that occurred. And many of those ships were blown up. Hardly anybody was left. We were left with few numbers. So, of course, the Holocaust makes everything look very, very small in terms of the numbers, but a few hundred thousand Yidden at the time dispersed a beautiful community into all directions. After this, just to make a long story short, he settled in Naples, and then there was a French invasion, and he had to flee to Sicily with the king. And everywhere he went, he was very admired by all the Bnei HaMalchus, and I guess it's not a coincidence that he was from Sheiresh Yishai Beis Halachmi, and when you have an Atzmius of Malchus, wherever he went, he was Malchus. Everybody appreciated his wisdom and his godless and his goyness. Just very quickly, in the back over here,
he started Portugal, went to Spain, and then went back to Portugal.
And then eventually he came to Italy, and then he traveled to a few places, even to Venice, and then he was buried here in Padua. On the top here we have the Lashon of the Rambam in a very famous letter in the Geres Hashmad, where the Rambam was sent a letter. He heard about a certain tshuva which was written about people who were forced to convert, that they were apikorsim and minim, and they would have no chelek v'elokei Yisrael. So the Rambam here writes just a few lines for the Rambam. If a person gives up his Yiddishkeit because he's forced to do so. He's machaloshim shemayim ba'oynis. Amnum eno chayiv oynish mikol hashiva minay oynshim. He's not held accountable. Chalila shalom atzana b'chol atarei kudu lebekalos v'lebechomers b'mokum sheichayiv Hashem gvul migvuli ha'oynish la'oynis. That if a person is an oynis, he's an oynis. And he's not completely forsaken from the Beis Hashem. That's only la'oyiv se b'rotzin k'mashomer v'hanefesh asher tasib b'yad Rama. And of course, the Rambam was 400 years earlier, but he very much was a big, the Barmino was a very big lover of the Rambam and his teachings, although he argued with him on a few things very vehemently. But the Barmino here goes with the Shitas HaRambam, and one of the things which are very unique about the Abarbanel's style in Torah, aside from the fact that it's not a perish on psukim, it's questions and answers, and many times he can ask 40 questions on a sugya, and he deals with topics as opposed to psukim, but he speaks about the times of the day, and he weaves it into his perish, and you see an example of that, a very beautiful piece, we'll just do it with the kitzer. If you take a look at the third paragraph, the Zecher Od Ma'otchim is going on the pasuk here, that the Torah says, Vavaratim Shama Lohim Acherim, that the Yidden will go into Golos, and he learns Pshat this Pesukim that it's not talking about the Chet, it's talking about this is an Oynesh, and look what he writes very beautifully. Shekfar Yivoyu b'Golos Achol Kach Min Hatzaras V'Hagzeres B'Pnei Hatzaras Ha'atzumos Yivoyu Ramihem Latzis Mechal Hadas. The pasuk is referring to an Oynesh that the Averis will cause, that many will go off and astray from the Derech Hadas. La'avadalim Achem Ma'isei Yedidon. That it doesn't mean chalida that they're going to believe in the idolatry that they'll have to do. And the pasuk goes on to explain that it's eitzah even asher lo yirnu v'lo yishnu v'lo yoichlin v'lo yirichun, because they believe that they didn't believe that there was anything about it. There was shaloi mamish. The pasuk is describing that Klai Yisrael will have to turn to avodah zarah, but just on the surface, but not to really believe it. Like we see today, he's teaching the Pesukim about his times. Like what happened, we saw in Spain, and what happened in Italy. That because of the gzeres, the wicked gzeres against Klai Yisrael, that they gave it up, but only the performance. However, but they kept the sacred values of Hashem and the Torah. But they only did it on the surface with Pihayira. People would mock them and to say that they were mean and rapikorsim. And they would want to burn them at the stake for this. But it's not true. They're not held accountable for it. The pasuk is describing what will happen because of the averis. That this will have to happen to you. Not because they're held accountable for it. Similar to the Shitas HaRambam. And he goes on to explain in the next paragraph, where he speaks about the Anusim, Asher Himudaitam, that there's still a Pesach for Tshuva, like the Rambam describes, and that Pesach for Tshuva is never closed, and they're treated as Yidden, although they could have been Mekadashim Shemayim, but they didn't, but Chalila V'chas, not to hold anything against them. And he goes on to say in this next paragraph, which is an introduction to Sefer Daniel, he was Mechazik Yidden very much in his time. Zekamti Ani Yitzchak Ben Laduni, Hasar Yehuda ben Shmuel ben Yehuda ben Yosim upin Ababinal Shabbat Sarit Svos Yisrael again, Mishayesh Yishai Beis Halachmi, Migeza David, Nigid and Mitzavel Umay, Machanoisav Maosif al Mishmat Emoy, Levakish al Amay Belil Hashchas, Lahir Oisim Mishnas Galusa, how I stood up and I beseech the king on behalf of the Yidden at the very dark time. Kaisha Shayyorim Mishnasa, and he felt that it was his calling to awaken Klai Yisrael to an awareness of the Geula and good times. So therefore, kidamti v'neshef yechibayti lo perish al Sefer Daniel. I wrote a perish on Sefer Daniel. Why? Ki be'emes mevi m'shar ha'neviyem mevasei toiv mashmiyo Yeshua. Because we see from here, the site of the Kate is written in the Sefer of Daniel. U'bebir my oisav b'chayt hisayfet. V'yanu v'yanu b'tzaris im Hashem, am Hashem, chamlibu v'kibay. Because all of the tzaris which have come through Klal Yisrael to warm their hearts. V'yitz masham ha'am l'mayim nashtam b'tzami nishtah. To bring water to thirsty souls, bisate v'lavruchei benashat tisal lechafarti esaber hazeh mayim beis hashemeti lahashka is ami bechibi mayim koyim al nefesh ayifa u'shmotay beladas laus ef yoev. So he really wrote three svarim, which were about an awareness of the Geula, which is the Manoi Yeshua, Mayoni Yeshua and Daniel, the Mashmiya Yeshua and Yeshayahu, and the Yeshua's Mashiach, which is Perushim on the Gemara, to try to, like one should do from the Gezer Beis Yishai, to, after such a dark period, to awaken the spirit of Chaya Sofer the Geula. And just to conclude, just a short tefillah. I didn't realize that the Rav was also turning to Tefillas Ramchal. I guess I had the same idea, mechavin to those tefillas. Just to conclude with a tefillah, which is nogea to this inyan. He writes, Yalachid Yochin Umiyuchad. That like our forefathers, Avinsuk and Yaakov, your children have held on to the shalshelis of the Kabbalah, of the Messiah, the Derech of Emuna, which is Chesed Din and Rachamim, which corresponds to Avinsuk and Yaakov. And he writes, Sahare Kol Banacha Yotzei Reichem, all of the children of Avinsuk and Yaakov, Im Lo Bir Kayim His Chaskan Azchus Alafanachia, Im Chesed Avram Yalafanacha. If you can see the chesed of Avram, rachim apletas tzon yadecha, to have compassion on your flock, on your children. Val tira la avoinam, and don't look at the aveiris. Ki meiroyev hadoicha kahatzares asher savlu. It was only because of the oppressions and the tzares, lo heimiru es kvaidecha, that they didn't give up. They never had ever given up on your emuna and your das. And for that sake, remember the chesed of Avram, and al kibu l'gi amitcha, and how we have always yearned for the revelation of your truth and your oneness. However, ve'im zechus yitzlok ya'alu lefanecha. But if you see the midah of din before you, halo ma yitzlok enesh im keil, how can a person be nitzlok v'din? V'lifnei gvuroscha nisya'ati v'alfa pichin re'i Hashem v'abitha, but look at us with compassion, kamahareyu lanu kol goy ha'aretz. And to see that if we've done wrong, it's only because of the persecutions against us that we've acted in that way. But if you look at us into our souls, you'll see that every yid is a tzaddik, and therefore this sin koymes nikmasam be'ez tarurehem, and to take revenge against our oppressors. The chol gvurasa tial sanecha, and if there has to be gvura, let it be on their heads. And if you'll see the tzidkas of your children, to reveal your oneness to the world, and which is, you know, his name was Don Yitzchak, that Hashem should remember as we stand here, the zchus of Yitzchak Ya'alu Lefanecha, and in the same way that he stood as a sineger for Klai Yisrael in very dark times, Hashem Yisrael should remember him and his zchus, and the zchus of all the tzaddikim here, v'shibizechet no merachem, v'al kol beis Yisrael, v'shibizechet v'kudoshema, v'yav minam in v'am.